The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And the Word was made flesh. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Let my mouth be filled with your praise, that I may sing aloud. My lips shall shout for joy when I sing to you, Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Be present to your family, O Lord, we pray, and graciously ensure those you have endowed with the grace of faith an eternal share in the resurrection of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. Now, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. He He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Alleluia, alleluia. Everyone who believes in the Son has eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day, says the Lord. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. No one here should take this personally, but there is an accurate criticism of Christianity in the world today. And it's this, that it's become boring. Whenever Christianity became boring, people got bored with it and left it. And then you open up the Acts of the Apostles and you read, look at this. Saul, is dragging people out of houses to kill them. And Jesus sits back and says, I got something for you. And Philip is down doing exactly what Jesus said. Cast out demons, heal the sick, fill the city with joy, and thousands will follow after me. When did we stop doing this? When did we, his disciples and apostles, stop casting out demons, healing the sick, and filling places with joy? It must have happened, because Christianity isn't flourishing, then it's on us, not on Jesus, and not on the devil. This is exciting. It's exactly what he wants us to be doing. Cast out demons, heal the sick, and fill the places where you dwell and the places that you visit with joy. It's exactly what happened to Philip. Sinner Philip, imperfect Philip, weak Philip, who had been filled with the Holy Spirit and knew nothing to do but what Jesus said. Go and do these things. When Christianity forgot that that was her mission, we became boring. And nobody wants to be a part of something that's boring, especially in this day and age. Okay, Father, well, what do we do? It's wonderful that the gospel for this day is from the 6th chapter of John, where Jesus says, I am the bread of life. So we run to him with great eagerness to be filled so that we can run out and battle Satan and heal the sick and fill hearts with joy. I had an image this morning as I was praying over this, and it was something that's not boring: laser tag. I think I was thinking about it because I hear we're getting a place this summer, maybe, right? Anybody that has laser tag, which is great because I'm going to play it weekly. Not only is it good for the ticker, but what do you do in laser tag? You strap on a pack, right? The vestments of baptism that have tremendous power. And then you have a home base and a team. And you run out amidst the dangers and the fires of laser beams coming at you, the risk of peril, and you will get hit and wounded. And it shakes and it buzzes and they get a point. And then you eventually run out of ammo and you have to sprint back to home base, reload, and go back out. And you continually do this, and it's wonderful. And all of us adults should be doing it. It's an image of the spiritual life. We run here to be filled with tremendous power, because if we believe in the Eucharist, really, that's the living God, and we walk out of here with him, what's stopping us? What's stopping him in us? Extraordinary. Well, what stops is fear. Underestimating Jesus and his power. What converted the early churches was extraordinary manifestations of his resurrection power that brought about joy and the conversion of hearts. It's not complicated. But he needs Phillips who go out and say, you told me to do this, let's do this. It's not me. But Jesus, unleash your unbounded power in my world and in my family and in my homes and my office today, please. And we beg every day, and some days, nothing happens. Many days, nothing happens, and then we'll look out. And then we run back to the Eucharist, our home base, be filled and run out, dodging bullets from the devil and the world, unafraid, with deep confidence in the power of Jesus resurrected. That's fun. It's not just a game, it's reality, and souls are at stake, mine and many others. So, Jesus, we beg you just to enliven us to do this. It happened. It will happen again. It's supposed to be happening. Now it is. We want more of it. Real life laser tag for souls, for the church, for the conquering of Satan and the healing of broken hearts. And joy. Lots of it. Jesus, do it for us. We beg you. Bring our prayers to our Heavenly Father, who desires to do everything for us, for the shepherds of our souls, our Pope, our Bishop, that they may have the strength to govern wisely and the zeal to draw us all closer to Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord for the whole world, especially those who do not know the joy that comes from a life in Christ, that today many may come to know and love him and follow him. Let us pray to the Lord for those who are suffering, those who are sick, for healing, that hearts may be open to his power. Let us pray to the Lord for this community, that we may be enlivened with missionary zeal to bring hearts to Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord. And for our beloved dead, in a special way, for the repose of the soul of James Thill, for whom this Holy Mass is offered, and for all who are dying right now, let us pray to the Lord. And gracious Lord, you know that our life in this present age is subject to suffering and need. Hear these desires, those of us who cry to you, and fill us with joy and strength. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The Lord has risen and shone his light upon us, whom he has redeemed by his blood. Alleluia. Let us pray. Hear, O Lord, our prayers that this most holy exchange by which you have redeemed us may bring your help in this present life and ensure for us eternal gladness through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.